Welcome to our meditation for session 5, The Visionary. Taking a few big, deep breaths with me now. Just allowing yourself to slow down, relax, come inside. Letting your thoughts soften, become more distant. Your mind become calm and still. Deep breaths in and out through the mouth, breathing all the way to the top of your head, and then releasing to the bottom of your exhale, and then right back into your inhale. And bringing your attention down inside your body into your heart. If you want to, you can place your hands on your heart, or one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Just using your breath to bring yourself deeper inside. Feeling that energy of the heart, the radiant magnetic monopole in the center of your being. Knowing that this energy is your ally in all things. And then keeping your attention on your heart. Also bring some of your awareness up into the center of your head. The location of the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. This is a sacred place in all traditions, known as the meditation center or the seat of meditation. Place of visioning, portal to new dimensions. Just tuning in if you can to a place in the center of your head, behind your eyes, deep inside the skull. This place may be familiar to you, or it may be unknown. A part of you has been here many times and spends much time here. So just inviting that aspect of you to guide you and support you. And don't think that it's necessary to have any particular kind of experience. Just allowing yourself to drop inside the miracle of your physical body, your energy body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, all of you here present at the same time in your heart, the center of your chest, and in your head, the center of your head, taking a few more big breaths. Allowing your eyes to close if they haven't already, and just imagining yourself with a rainbow head of light, reaching out into the cosmos from all directions. No effort here, more of a relaxing and opening and receptivity. And as we begin to journey within, tuning into yourself to what lens are you looking through? Is this a lens of scarcity and death, or of fruition and life? In your life, do you find yourself focusing on the destruction happening to our ecosystems, the desertification, the mining, the drilling, the fracking, or the breakdown of culture, of overconsumption, of unsustainable cities? Yes, my dear, this is all happening in some regard. So not to be naive, and at the same time, to know that the power of your vision is immense, and choosing to tune in to the places of life on our planet. Billions and billions of life forms in the healthy and alive soil, in the plants growing wildly, abundantly, undomesticated, each working together to create a thriving ecosystem where there are birds and insects, little crawling creatures, all thriving in this beautiful landscape. So tuning in now, my dear, calling on the visionary archetype, calling on the models and examples of visionaries who inspire you, inviting your own dear self to open your capacity to receive the messages that are pouring down at all times from the cosmos, from the light realms, from the beings who are here assembled to support humanity in our evolution. When we tune inside, when we close our eyes and build our inner vision. When we open ourselves to realities beyond ordinary reality, to possibilities that have been jettisoned to the margins, covered over with the dominant story of progress and technology, of growth, of moving ever and ever faster. And from there, my dear, what do you begin to imagine? What is possible as you begin to tune in? And I invite you to go along with me and play a little game that I like to play. And I will share with you some of my vision. And then I invite you to write or draw or paint or sing or dance some of yours. So we begin with the phrase, "In my new world." So in my new world, there is plenty of healthy, organic food for everyone. And instead of commercial, toxic, GMO, poisoned agriculture, we support our local farms. And even more, we all grow our own food so that we heal the separation of our own selves from our food, and we begin to rebuild our primary relationship with our primary source of sustenance. And in my new world, beautiful young women, girls, and women of all ages are able to walk at night anywhere without any fear. And they do not have to carry pepper spray or mace or have their keys out long before they ever get to their cars, just in case someone might be following them. And in my new world, children everywhere have access to an abundance of clean, clean water. Clean water to drink, clean water to wash in, and even sometimes clean water to play. And in my new world, there are old forests everywhere that are tended minimally and only when necessary, with care, by those who have great reverence for the trees, for the forests, and for our fundamental symbiotic relationship with these beautiful giants. And in my new world, there's plenty of time to have a hot cup of tea and to sit down with a book and to put up one's feet and enjoy the evening without any pressure of what needs to be done, who needs to be taken care of, what needs to be finished. And in my new world, there is plenty of time and space for spiritual life, for meditation, for prayer, for time together in community, for time in nature, for the exploration of the inner world, for deep breathwork practices. There is plenty of time. And now, as you begin to imagine your new world, as you climb these stone steps out of the world of technology and cars, television and cell phones, too much to do and not enough time. As you begin to walk and walk and walk, and your vision expands, and more becomes possible as you have let go the limitations that you grew up with, that you have carried with you, that you've continued to impose on yourself, and instead you've let go. What can you see now? What portals are possible into what kind of world? What is true in your new world? How can you stretch your imagination into something you have never considered before? Maybe it seems fantastical. Don't allow the story of Cassandra to undermine your sense of possibility. Instead, lean into power of visionary, awakened, plugged in, confident, and assured. And as you do, what visions come to you for humanity? What visions become possible for our world, for all of our companion species, for all of our ecosystems? What possible.